Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, aka Podcast Poppy.
And y'all already know who it is, Mr. M-A-R-V, Single Ladies! Y'all already know.
I'm back.
Hey!
I know y'all miss me.
Nick is back.
Boy, you lying. He was the first person calling. So I miss you. I miss you.
That's a lie.
It's your favorite. She back.
Okay.
Come on. Say welcome back. Welcome back, Nick. I missed you.
We definitely missed you.
I hope you enjoyed vacation.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great time. Anyways. It's your favorite. I'm here, though. Let's go. Let's go, guys.
Hey, man. Shout out to Tequila Man Dollar, though.
The only tequila
y'all that taking shots today? Drink.
Oh, we pulled up.
We pulled up.
Let me see y'all take a shot right now if y'all pulled up.
I ain't drinking water, baby.
Thank you for holding it down for me, girl. Come on, sip it up. Come on.
That's a nice shirt you got on. That's a nice shirt you got on, Marvin.
Hey, you already know. Look at this stuff. You feel skis.
I like the little summer. And you know where to
find it. Shout out to our motherfucking self. Shout out to your feels me cold. Mm-hmm. Keep you laced. If you ain't got none, guess what? It ain't too late.
Wait, hold on, bro. Ain't you? Are you restocked?
I'm restocked and loaded. I got more things than... Y'all gonna see.
You need to pay whoever's restocking you overtime.
Okay, guess what, Nicole? You just got paid. I just paid you right now for stocking up.
Nicole has been helping out a lot.
She has been checking the inventory.
Overtime.
She has been delivering stuff to the house. She's been doing everything, and I appreciate her so much. So
got
today,
me doing shit I ain't did in about 17 years. I ain't did all this shit in a long time. I thought I was past this industry.
Hey, look it. I'm over here using the folding board. Nicole over here just...
Boy, you remember some shit when you work retail. Some shit you just remember.
She got stickers on her orange. Like,
take all them go bags back. Put them go bags up.
She was on
and
fire.
And he come here and touch. I'm like, don't fuck up my system, all right? I got one going.
I know that's right.
But we got it done. Y'all better come through because summer is going to be real cute.
I'm telling you, the tank tops is in. I'm just going to say, the tank tops is in.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe shirt coming soon.
Come on.
No white toenail socks already out.
Let's go.
I see some It Feels Me socks that's hot though.
Yeah, Feels Me has. Oh my God, I got colors. On colors. Then the It Feels Me tanks coming soon.
For sure.
And then I got something special. Shout out to the GOAT, Michael Jeffrey Jordan coming soon.
MJJ?
Nah, that's all I'm going to say. Shout out to Michael Jeffrey.
That's all I'm going to do.
I'm just going to give y'all that since y'all like tuned in with us. When you see that Michael Jordan, y'all going to be like, I need it now. It's going to sell out fast. And once it come out, like I'm telling you, bro, I'm not going to keep on restocking because one person won't want.
She said she needs some crops.
Okay, look, I got
crop tops.
Michelle, the workout queen. We got you, ma'am. We got you.
Them things going to look real cute.
Dry fit edition.
We got you. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get right into it because this is what everybody came for. Go ahead, get your cups ready. Everybody's ready? I want to know, what made you mad this week, guys? What made y'all mad? Go ahead and comment, too, guys. What made y'all mad this week?
Mm.
Starting with the lovely Nikki.
I don't know y'all's going to start with me.
Of course, listen, because you back.
I didn't have shit to say until about 4 or 5 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going
to take my sip now. Take a sip. People, this pertains to you, then you. If it don't, then listen.
Okay.
Nobody minds helping somebody get along where they want to go.
Right.
But you can't want somebody to help you go along and then want them to do all the work and think you just going to sit back and be like, yeah, we got this going. Yeah, we doing this. And you ain't did no damn work. You got a bright idea, but want somebody else to see it through? That's not how this works.
Mm.
It's not how it worked, bruh.
It's a collaborative effort.
It's a collab. Either we gonna do this or we not.
Mm.
Period.
Point blank. Boo.
And I'm gonna sip again.
Babu. You gotta say Babu. Say Babu.
Babu. Dub. Derek.
What made me
Willard?
Mad?
Derek Willard.
Listen.
White.
What made me stupid? Stupid. Man.
You should have said like the third or something.
Or, no, he's the second.
No, I'm the second. Mom.
He's the second.
Son no, is the third.
Okay, his son is the third.
But Willard the third.
I don't know about the Willard part.
Willard, come on, Willard.
Willard the third sounds better.
I'm mad now.
Derek W. Go ahead and start, sir.
Nah, but what made me mad though, it wasn't, ain't nothing serious, but I really thought that like Kendrick was gonna drop this week, bro. Once Top had put that out last week.
Oh, and it didn't happen.
Uh-huh. No K-Dot. But we did get J. Cole. J. Cole album is dope. But I really thought Kendrick was gonna drop. That pissed me off. Even though Isaiah Rashad came out, but you know, shout out to him, but everybody waiting on Dot. We need that K-Dot.
I think you're going to have to wait another year, sir.
Yeah, I might be gray. I might be gray when
but,
I drop.
But just know.
You're not gray already?
No, ma'am.
Oh. Okay.
No, bro.
Well, I got two things that made me mad this week.
Boy, you always mad, so come on.
Okay, so earlier, as you know.
Earlier.
I got my hair luxuriously done by A1 Face, the best barber in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what makes me mad?
Mm-hmm.
When they cut your hair and they spray you with the alcohol.
Ooh, the burn?
Did it, let burn? It burn? I thought I had some. I had to call Usher. I was like, bro, did it burn like this? Because I was burning.
Yeah, that's a
good
burn.
Another thing
bro.
That pissed me off. I hate bandwagons.
Mm.
So yesterday, of course, you know, everybody's a Laker fan or whatever. The Lakers won, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see this person post on their Instagram, I ain't watched the game all season, but let's go Lakers.
Because it's down to the wire now. Now you gonna
because LeBron play. Jeffrey James. That's the name. That's the middle name. Jeffrey James. He went to work.
LeBron Devontae James.
Man, that boy is something else. But
that made you mad.
That's a bad boy.
Because I don't like if you don't watch sports, like if you're a girl or whatever, you don't watch sports. Or if you do, you don't like sports or whatever, or you don't watch it, don't cool. say stupid stuff. Like, just fit in. It's like, let's go. Thing. I hate that, man.
Unless
bro.
I'm messing with Lauren. I love fucking with Lauren in basketball, but that's different. We got a whole little thing going on. But yeah, basketball ain't my thing. I'm going to be sitting back chilling like this, sipping my little drink. Y'all have at it.
You eating during the playoffs?
I'm just here for the drinks.
Playoffs going to be good.
Playoffs going to be lit.
I'll go to all the little games. Lit, but please know, I'm just here for the drinks.
Hmm. Playoffs going to be crazy this year.
Get
show
it,
that.
The nasty Nikki.
Ooh.
Whatever.
It's on you.
Let's see. Would you rather, guys? This is perfect for everybody. We'll keep it simple, not too crazy, since I'm back, you know.
Come on.
I would think that you come back with like some fire. You took a vacation. Go ahead.
Nah. Well, this could be some fire because y'all gonna drink to this anyway.
Let's get it.
Would you rather let me get another vacation or take a shot?
Yeah, well, go take a vacation because you
can. I knew this one wasn't gonna have it.
go take a vacation because you're getting the work in my nerves.
I'll take this whole drink. Just give me the water bottle. Give me the goddamn.
Dub,
bottle.
I love you though.
You ain't got no more PTO. Mm-hmm.
You're just done.
Not an hour.
I don't care. Listen. Me and Doug go on vacation. You gonna be here by yourself.
Listen, lighten it up. Who in here is?
I'm gonna write you up.
It's probably some people in here that used to work with me or worked with me. They know I don't give a fuck about that. Vacation is vacation, and I'm taking it.
I'm writing you up.
Nugget, you ain't got no more vacation time.
Hmm.
How you just gonna use your 8 hours for that quick?
Immediately.
She used her 8 hours as soon as she got us. The day Dub say, hey, yo, you know what? Y'all got vacation time.
All right, y'all, I'm out.
All right.
Damn.
Listen, every time I'm fresh off probation, please know vacation was booked.
Uh-huh.
There go Troy. Yes. Mm. We don't give a damn about no PTO. When we out, we out.
Mm.
Nah, you gotta build them hours back up.
Yeah, that's how you know Nicole Ratchet.
You gotta work for 6 months straight to get 8 hours.
That's how you know she got white toenails.
I sure do. I'm gonna give me some fresh white.
Mm.
Troy, you just got off a plane. I seen you.
Mm.
That's telling right,
somebody I'll be right there with you.
Troy,
you ain't got no time either.
Troy probably got flued out.
We used to TWC. They couldn't stop me.
Is that Time Warner cable?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. TWC. Time Warner.
We used to wear their asses out.
Mm.
Bloop.
Mm-mm.
So I got a question for you.
Ooh, let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Derek Willard, white.
I don't know who the fuck is Willard.
Okay, so
the third.
Everybody, you know, sometimes everybody ain't as cute as me when they get a haircut.
Jesus.
Some of them are ugly, bro. I'm sorry, it happens. I can't help that I got good genes. It ain't not Balmain or Micah Mary, but anyways, Micah Mary,
the jeans.
Jeans. Cromart. I got 30 sublime. Okay. Anyways, so look at who handles rejection better?
Mm-hmm.
Men?
You scared me.
Or women?
Mm.
Derek Willard. Go for it.
I think men handle rejection better.
Okay, why?
You know why? Because we the one out there fishing. We the one out there fishing. Sometimes you ain't gonna catch a fish every time.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta just pack your shit up and go home sometime.
You know what you need to do? Get you a haircut by A1 Face. You get a haircut by A1 Face, I promise you, they hop in the boat.
Of course the women is gonna say women, but that's not true. Let a nigga reject you and you be like, uh-uh.
See, they broke. They don't ever want to fish again.
Listen, he may be broke, but your ass is still alive. Y'all be wanting to kill us behind not wanting to talk to y'all.
Anyway.
You ready to be called you ugly? How many dudes you know, or how many times story of a dude either beating a girl up, damn near beating her up, pulling something on her?
Not because he wanted to holler at her.
What?
It's because she cheated on him.
No.
We talking about
niggas get real aggressive when y'all want to talk to their ass.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Real aggressive.
I do not think so.
Of course you don't think so, because you ain't been through it.
Exactly.
That's low-key true, Danny.
What did Danny say?
That's true. She said because y'all lie or don't approach to avoid being rejected.
Or y'all don't ask us the question, so how do we lie?
Mm.
You assume.
What's up, Kogo?
Niggas be wanting to beat your ass because you don't want to talk to them.
That's not true.
You be all kind of bitches and hoes.
Okay, that just started. Mm-mm. How many guys try to talk to you at Not Scary 4?
What?
How many guys try to talk to you at Not Scary 4?
I don't know. That was
a million, right? How many bitches and hoes and cock-eyed punks were you?
Listen, back in those days? I didn't even call it bitches and hoes.
I guarantee you the percentage of men being turned down is way higher. And we're not talking about
being turned down. We're talking about handling how they handle being turned down.
I was getting to it. Niggas would just walk off and be like, all right, then fuck it then.
Hey.
Some may and some don't. Can we admit that?
No. Okay, what? Good.
Can you admit that?
What's your answer? Women. Why?
Because we're not aggressive like y'all. If we shoot our shot, it don't work. It's like,
exactly.
Kiki, all right. Y'all are never going to. Some
girls are never going to shoot a shot, bro. They sit there and wait.
Okay, but if you shoot your shot and it gets denied.
Yeah.
Are you, let me go back. Because you got some aggressive friends. I ain't going to call them out. Okay. But you have some aggressive friends.
Okay. What about me? Go ahead, continue.
I want you to go in the eyes of one of your aggressive friends.
No, I
want
to go in my eyes.
No, cutie, we ain't talking to you because we know young.
What? What? What?
Cutie, come on, we ain't talking to you.
Right, haircut,
we're talking to like your ugly friends.
Okay. Shit. Really get a haircut by A1 Face?
No.
Not the ugly friends.
Okay.
Your ugly friends is real aggressive.
I'm just saying like this. Look, check this out. Guys get denied. You know what we do? You be like, damn, I got a boyfriend. Like, that's cool. You can't have no friends. And then you say, no, I can't have no friends. Why not? You already start a conversation. You just keep on talking. Sometimes if you just keep on going, you might get somewhere. Or you might get the fake number.
Ain't nobody even hollering at them ugly girls.
Take rejection. At least
niggas that are deemed ugly by women to still keep shooting.
Yeah.
Ugly girls, ain't nobody paying attention to them.
True. Like, you ugly, you just ugly.
A lot of ugly hoes that got some babies, so somebody's paying them some attention.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Niggas.
Hey, hold on. Fellas, listen to me right now. Stop calling these women beautiful when they are not, bro.
Mm.
That is a word that you
y'all to call anybody beautiful
use,
she got a
bro.
Fat ass.
Hey, beautiful. What?
Y'all don't even know what that's. Y'all do see his that's ass he? Talking about some
see,
hey
beautiful. I told you, look what Dane said. It be the ugly niggas. He don't give a fuck. And they gonna keep shooting.
Exactly. Ugly and they gonna get it too.
He gonna get it.
Because it's gonna be funny.
Somebody is gonna eventually jump.
I heard some women like persistence.
They do. I've heard beautiful women say, the reason why I didn't give you no time today because it seemed like you wasn't interested. But an ugly nigga end up bagging her because he's showing her attention.
Exactly. You just got to keep on shooting.
Keep shooting, baby.
Steph missed 3-4 threes. He going to keep on shooting, sweetheart.
Put the extra clip in.
We're going to get to you and your extra clip. Please know I'm coming for you in that. Anyways.
My answer is going to be.
Of course we know what your answer is going to be. Fucking be.
It's going to be men, of course. We, like he said, we're used to it. We're used to going ahead and talking to the baddest chick in the world and getting turned down. We learn how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a boyfriend?
We definitely learn. We definitely
You got a boyfriend?
What y'all telling me is this, y'all speaking for all men right now. This is how all men do.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
My friends.
If you don't get my shot
friends,
of intro,
yo, what?
My friends, they act like I do. We hold ourselves.
Boy, you better drink.
We
that
hold
lie.
Ourselves. Very
thank
highly.
You, Day-Day.
We speak highly of ourselves.
Thank you, Day-Day.
Shout out
to Ray Allen, baby.
Shout out to the You Feels Me crew.
I don't ever see any of your feels me like that, so it's okay.
All my, all the dogs see your feels me. We out here,
listen,
bro.
No, no, some of your friends is not, and you don't want to admit it, but some of your friends, no, I see a lot of your friends that can't handle rejection. All of a sudden, now they want to talk shit to girls and all of this.
There it is right
shit.
There.
We ain't talking
keep
shit.
Shooting. Thank you, Danny.
Look,
keep shooting.
Keep shooting.
You got to keep
shooting.
There's
nothing wrong with keep shooting. I just want y'all to admit that there is a group of men out there that goes.
Niggas don't have no shame.
I'm going to be real with
you. Niggas don't have no shame.
I'm going to be so real with you. It's a whole lot of women out there that has denied me. But guess what?
We're not
guess
talking what? About you being denied.
Guess what? They didn't have insurance to get their eyes checked. No. They didn't have insurance.
What we're talking about is
now,
men
look,
that
now,
cannot
look,
handle.
Look now. Dumb, look at me now. Look. See my beard? Ain't one face.
But you're missing that there is a group of men that cannot handle it. You don't want to acknowledge that.
That's what they need to do. They need to realize that some girls can't see. But guess what?
Which if they really don't see after niggas be going to kill you behind not want to fuck with their
ass. Like, some people be blind. But guess what? My face is so cute you can read in braille.
Jesus.
Feel it. Feel it. Look it.
I fucking hate this nigga.
I'm just telling y'all, bro. I'm just saying. But no, but honestly, like, we deal with it better. Like, I know for a fact I do. Like, I can shoot my shot a million times and get denied. I wouldn't care.
But you can't say...
Thank you. There's a male that said, what? I'm on Nikki's side. Niggas be getting butt hurt. Thank you.
Who said
you.
That? Who the hell
what
said that?
Thank you.
What's his name?
And one of your friends.
Who in the hell said that shit?
What?
One of your friends.
Oh, my God. Deron.
Do you call him by his name?
Deron.
You mad? Take his... Come on. Thank you. Because they don't want to admit it.
Listen, niggas keep shooting, bro.
Bro, if you're a real one, you
keep
shooting.
Yeah, niggas keep shooting, and but it don't be they shot. It be they fucking nine.
Look it. Check this out. Look it. If you can't get her number, get her Instagram. Ain't no girl gonna turn down giving you her Instagram because she won't followers anyway. Just sit there.
Nobody
wait,
give a fuck
take
about
it
no
slowly.
Followers.
I'm just saying. Women nowadays, not Nicole's. Nicole's are woe men. Remember we talked about that? Woe men. But women, especially the beautiful ones, they over here, they trying to get to 100,000. So you just go ahead, boom. You can add on. They probably not gonna ever respond unless you put some funny things on their pictures.
Mm-hmm. Make them laugh.
Make them laugh.
That's the easiest way to get to a girl.
If
make
you
her
guys
laugh.
Can't get a girl.
Make her laugh, bro.
Make her laugh.
You can make me laugh, but if I still don't want your ugly ass, I still don't want your ugly ass.
Okay. How many times have you heard women say, "At first, I wasn't even looking at him like that. I wasn't really even attracted to him, but it was just something about him." You know why it was something about him?
I hate
that
the nigga voice.
Kept shooting.
It's the
I'm
voice.
I'm telling you.
It's the voice.
I've been shooting, bro. I've been in the gym, bro. Like,
Step back.
Step back. One leg off the right leg. Mm-hmm. Twist, spin. Close my eyes. Michael Jeffrey.
Thank you, Nyx. If I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to be bothered. I'm cool on you.
That's cool. I understand that, but I'm going to keep shooting unless you, like,
so if I tell you, like, nah, I'm good, you're going to be like, fuck that. I don't want to hear that. I'm keep going.
All right.
If I really want it, yeah.
Look, since y'all so full of shit, I got another question for y'all. Everybody answer this, even everybody at home watching me today. All right, so check this out. Mm. If you are friends before you guys start dating, you guys are cool. You know, y'all might work together. Y'all might fucking go to school together. You guys might know each other through cousins or whatever. Good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Before you guys start dating,
you
guys are having good sex, sexual intercourse.
Mm.
Everything is great.
No hat or hat.
But no hat.
Derek, what the fuck does that matter?
No hat.
It matters.
Hey, like me today, no hat.
Condoms and no condoms, you know that shit matter.
No, but y'all vibing. Everything is good. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Y'all starting a little relationship. Everything is good. Relationship going smoothly.
But start off as friends, though.
Y'all started as friends.
Gotcha.
Relationship going smoothly.
Yes,
everything
it does.
Is great. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all break up.
Mm.
Do y'all go back to being friends or do everything in it? You don't know that person anymore.
It depends on how it ends. If it end on some sour shit, you might not be their friend no more. But if y'all had a strong enough friendship, you can always go back and be their homie, for sure. That's how I feel.
How do you feel, the lovely Nikki?
Don't be looking at me like that, like I'm lying. Talk about it.
Mr. Churro.
No, I think you could be friends. As long as, like you said, you got an understanding. You're going to respect, especially if I'm dealing with somebody else, that you're going to respect that.
I don't like these answers. I don't like these answers.
See, look at you.
Okay, I'm going to give you the scenario. Your girlfriend was cheating. Your boyfriend was cheating.
Bitch.
Now what? So no?
Trifling, dirty, bitch.
Okay, look. The scenario. Cheating.
Cheating.
There's going to be a gap time where fuck no, we ain't cool. But eventually, over time, and getting over,
you gonna
some
miss
shit,
a nigga.
Okay.
You gonna miss me.
No,
because
no,
I'm not even gonna go to the you.
We're
miss
not
the
gonna
person.
Go there.
I'm going with the we're whole. Not. The whole. Check this out. We got mutual friends.
So I'm gonna see you.
You're gonna see each other. If, so you're going to
you're not
gonna
go, or you're not gonna be kicking it with.
That's no way.
I don't even think that matter. I mean, because you can be in the same place with somebody.
I don't
same
like
group,
to be enemies with nobody. I like to,
but you don't
want to
be around. Like, if you don't want to be around somebody, you
we ain't got time for that.
No. But that's because there's still some shit lingering there.
Thank you.
If it bothers you that person is in your midst, that means
you still want.
Yes, I'm still there because I could be in a room with a motherfucker I do not like and act like they're invisible.
And you would be so mad because I would look right over you or look right.
That's how
you
know it'd be something there still.
But they need to get us like when I walk in, like, oh hey, what's up? And everybody be like.
Right.
Did she just speak to?
Right.
I ain't worried about that.
So it's cool. So you guys think you guys
eventually?
I'm cool with all.
Eventually,
of
you gonna miss a nigga.
Pass.
And hit a nigga up.
Oh no, I'm not hitting you at the. No, I'm not hitting you up.
Mm-mm. Okay. I'll hit you up.
That's
what you doing?
Typically.
WYD.
Hey, that's not the chat. How you see? How you been? How's life going? Nigga, fine.
That's it.
I'm great.
You can miss a nigga.
I guess Nicole missed a nigga.
You
gonna
miss a nigga one time. Mm-hmm. You ain't never missed a nigga.
When I missed a nigga, I got the nigga back.
Come on, get him back.
Mm. Come on. Miss you. What I'm gonna get you back for? I don't miss you. Stay where
you
at.
You ain't got him.
Yeah.
Or you let it be known that you wanted him, and he came and got you.
If I contact you, when you know not contacting, you already know. Here we go. Let me shoot
here
my shot.
Go,
I'm back
then.
In. Because I ain't talking to you. I'm not hitting you up now.
So
if
you
hit me up
door.
Or we in open, we in mutual grounds, then okay, we cool. But I'm not going to just be texting you, hey, what's up? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. No.
Jewel said, what if they invited you to their birthday party? Would you show up to their birthday party?
Yep. Depend on if I'm being messy or not.
I'm pulling up. Fly.
My thing is, I could be cool with
pulling
you.
Up, fly.
If it don't work no more,
smelling
I could be cool.
Good. Looking
I didn't make the homies pull up to a birthday party before. Actually, I made the homies pull up to his girlfriend's birthday party.
Oh, see, now you're being messy. Now you're
we're
gonna
go turn that thing up, girl. Let's go.
That, but you missed.
I was
him.
Invited.
You missed him a little bit.
I was invited.
You missed him a little bit because he pulled up on some messy shit.
I was invited.
I get it. I understand that, but you missed.
That's
him
why I said, depending on if I'm being messy. I didn't miss him. I just had a point to prove.
Mm. What was the point?
We ain't got time to talk about all that.
All that.
Anyways,
yes. Let's dig a little deeper. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready? Cause it's gonna be some shit, ladies. I already know y'all gonna have so much shit to say.
Mm.
Now look, so you often hear,
Here.
I lost myself when I was in that relationship.
Who said that? Guys or girls?
Girls.
Mm. So, I you know what,
ladies?
Men, I think guys do too.
Men,
continue.
Men do lose themselves,
continue.
But men don't say it.
Continue. Let's go.
So, why y'all don't say it?
No, let's go.
Listen.
Keep on going. Keep
what
on.
Exactly does that mean? And has it ever happened to you?
Are y'all on
me? Yeah, you for ladies first.
Go ahead.
Oh. You first on everything. Oh. Shit, you took a day off, motherfucker. You
hey,
fresh.
We coming for your ass.
You fresh.
Are you mad?
A little bit.
Come on. You know what to do. You mad too?
No, I'm not mad.
Okay, just checking.
I'm actually relaxed.
Checking.
I just got me a haircut by A1 Fades.
You did.
I lost myself when I was in that relationship.
I wouldn't say lost myself, but throwing myself on the back burner, yes.
That's losing yourself.
No.
If you put somebody else in front of you.
Losing yourself is kind of like losing. People will say, well, I lost my identity. I really don't know. Blah, blah. No, I didn't lose my identity.
Mm.
But I did throw myself on a back burner.
Most
of
the time.
To put his shit first.
Mm.
But most of the time, damn, when people say I lost myself, like the things that they're doing, they could never see themselves doing that for anybody. For this particular person.
Mm-hmm.
That they do it. Whether it be wrong, right?
I wouldn't say that. Well, at least in my case, I wouldn't say that. It was just a matter of I put my stuff on pause to help him get his shit going. All right. Boom, 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 boom. And before you knew it, I had all focus over here where we was doing a 50-50 thing. I was 100% here and not so much here.
Right.
So now we got your shit off and it's like, well, fuck, I didn't even realize we ain't look back over here in a minute.
I gave so much to this relationship and I'm so empty.
Oh, no.
You ain't never been empty in a relationship? Mark?
I'm going to say that's very possible. Because
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Old Marv, this ain't happening again. But old Marv would change his ways. And Nicole is an honest person, she'll tell you the truth.
Right.
I'm cool. I'm like this. Look, I will change my ways, like you say, to please that woman. Right. I'll sit here, okay, you don't want me to go out, boom, boom, boom. Okay, I'm not even going out like that. I'm just chilling. And then all of a sudden, you lose yourself, bro, because you sitting here too busy not trying to be yourself, trying to please that person and be in that person that that person wants you to be. And you fuck your shit up to where once you get a break from that person, you realize, like, what the fuck you do? You don't see it at first.
Yeah, you don't even see yourself.
Because you got a whole lot of manipulative
You don't even recognize
people.
Yourself no more.
Some people will manipulate For you sure. like a motherfucker. Hell you yeah. don't let that shit happen at all, bro. At
we got all. It, Troy. Damn.
I know you got more. Speak. Those the dog homies that I was talking about. They'll pull up. I'm telling you. The dogs will pull up.
I feel you though. You was on to something.
Yeah, so that's how I feel. I feel like you can't lose yourself because everybody seems like, oh yeah, Marv, he do this. Single Marv is one person. Relationship Marv is another person. And I do believe in being with somebody and making your person happy. But at the same time, if you got to change yourself to make that person happy, then that person just ain't for you. Be real. Keep it down.
I believe that. I feel like, and to add on what you're saying, I feel like sometimes the lady's going to hate me for this, but I don't care. I feel like a lot of times men lose themselves more than women in a lot of relationships. We just don't know how to express it the way that y'all do.
Because every time it's a rebuttal, it's a problem with every fucking thing. I remember once upon a time I was in a relationship. Speaking I of. Used to be popping, bro. I just have like 300 fucking followers every day, bro. She'll go through my followers and say, why are you following this person? Why
does Girl, we're going to get to it. Don't even worry about it.
Why are you following this? Why does she smile? Why does she like your picture? It make you not even want to be on Instagram no more. It make you not even want to do shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Oh, you too friendly over here. Oh, you know her. Why are you always kicking with the... Like, fuck off, bro.
That was
like,
her insecurity.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, bro.
That was her insecurity.
I'm stupid mad. Elaboration.
Take your drink.
Done, huh?
No. Take your drink. That's her own insecurities.
You want me to explain?
Derek.
So... what I mean by that is, and I'm going to add on to what Marv was saying, because we kind of was going in the same direction with that.
Pause.
We're going with this. All right. This
I hope it's straight. The same direction.
So, look.
Thank you.
A lot of times, like Marv was saying, y'all be having issues with like shit that don't we don't even have control over.
You know why? Because they exes. They got
But
some
that is an insecurity.
Ex. Exactly. Hey, that's female's favorite show, Insecure, right?
No, but
because you had an insecure girl, don't mean
had a couple.
Seem like that's your type, then.
I see that shit. Anyway,
yeah. A lot of times, y'all have a lot of issues with things that we have no control over, whether it be our friends, our exes, or the way that we. Y'all be fucking mad at the fact that we watching the game. It's like, we're fucking watching the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything has to revolve
around... You know how to get that game to turn off if you really want him to turn that damn game off.
No. He might go out with the homies and watch the game.
I'm just giving a small example. So now I gotta not go to go watch the game with the homies because you don't want me to go. But in the history of man, you ain't never heard niggas be like, oh, well, babe, I don't want you to go out tonight because you... I'm talking about me. I'm talking about the real niggas.
You said in the history of man.
But in the history of real niggas, excuse me. Listen. In the history of real niggas, you don't hear men say, you know what, babe, I don't want you to go out, man. You always going out. I'm talking about real niggas. I'm not talking about these bitch-ass niggas y'all was dealing with.
Can I get a rebuttal real quick?
Go ahead, do your thing.
Because, honestly, a woman would do that, or they'd be like, go ahead, just go out. Like, just leave. Like, I'm tired. Like, just go ahead. Just go with your boys.
That you'll be fucking
exactly. Look it. Go with your boys. But I bet you $50,000 she ain't going to miss her best friend birthday. She ain't going to miss brunch on Sunday. I bet you money. Oh, you mad? Oh, well, I'm going anyway. Nigga, stop being bitches and just go ahead and do what the fuck you going to do anyway. She in front of the TV. Excuse me, can you move?
That's them bitches y'all be fucking with because the real ones, we ain't worried about all that. Go have your fun. Go watch the game.
Nicole,
go
I see you mad that the homie was with us one time. Why are you talking like that?
Speak on it.
Please tell me.
That was good. You like that
please
one?
Please tell me. When was I ever?
That was a good one.
Never.
I did that one.
Never, ever.
You never was mad?
Never. I didn't have a nigga pull up on me because I was out, though.
I know. I've been there too. I've been with you. I seen some pull ups before.
Oh, you know where your best friend at? And here go Marvin. That way.
And they got spices. He's like this. He's like, Nicole over here shaking her butt. Next thing I know,
sucking it up.
Next thing I know, mm-hmm. Nicole comes back shaking her butt. Her boyfriend over here crying outside.
I'm not gonna lie though, women do change in relationships, but I'm saying niggas do too. We just don't express it.
Yeah,
we just don't express it the way that y'all do. Let's put it like that. We're gonna put a button on that. Mm. Put a period on that. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you came through and cleared that one.
Niggas do change in relationships and lose themselves. We just don't explain it or able to express it the way that women are.
We just take an L, bro.
We just take the L and don't say nothing.
I took the L. Like I'm telling you, I took the L before.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna take that L again. I'll tell you that much.
Y'all still mad, ladies?
Don't say nothing to make us please us. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Nah, that's how. Nah, I'm real. That's how I feel.
Okay.
I'm just fucking with you.
What's on you, Derek W. Mm-hmm. Willard?
Come on, Derek.
Come on, Willard.
If your significant other comes to you and say, you know what? I don't think this for me. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to be with you no more. How are you responding?
And, can I go first?
And you still want to be with him.
I was going to say, okay. That's all you can say? Okay. Like, you already made your decision. Why am I going to keep on? I'm not going to sit here and beg you. Oh, my God. Like, you don't think this is going to really work? You don't think we can change? You don't think
What if they want you to? What if that was the whole purpose of them saying that they want you to beg for them?
Guess what?
Ain't going to happen, baby.
Hey, I'm not in college no more. I ain't taking no tests.
Okay. Derek?
I ain't begging.
Willard?
I ain't begging for nobody. The third?
I ain't begging police.
So you can say bye, bitch.
Two of them.
What was that group called? Was it Black? No, was it Backstreet Boys?
I'm going to cry.
Okay. Bye.
They had a little dance to go to.
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye.
Peace.
I'm laughing at that. I'm going to cry. Girl, you crazy. But
explain to me.
Explain it, Lucy.
Nay, we not explaining nothing, okay?
Explain that bullshit, boy.
So, let me add on to that question. Do the person has to explain to you why they don't want to be with you, or once they say that, you cool?
After you say it, I don't really give a fuck. Anything you say after that, I ain't gonna hear.
Exactly. Just like my seatbelt. I ain't gonna hear it, nigga. You gonna hear bing.
I hate it. Like, Marvin, I know you hear that.
So you think I could ignore my seatbelt, but I can't ignore you? Nigga, please.
And Marvin's favorite line. Bing. This is Marvin's phone. I didn't even hear that. Nigga, yes you do.
Exactly, because I tune it all out.
Right.
Anyway.
Once I don't hear what I want to hear, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not listening. But I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna let you know you will never find this again. Bloop, bye. On to the next.
Okay, I got a question for you. Let me spice this up then.
Spice it up.
Okay, so look, this person don't want to be with you. But they find out that the grass isn't green over there. Matter of fact, they don't even got grass.
The grass dead over there?
No. They got grass. Green? No, it's green. It's green. But it was turf it's the turf. Whole fake. Time. Fake. It was fake.
You done fucked around got turf toe.
It was EDD and PPP.
I done fucked my toe.
Now that person wants to come back in your life.
I'm boo.
They apologize. They okay, come look. With flowers.
So since I was absent last week, I'm going to give y'all a little insider real quick. I'm going to give y'all
come
some shit.
Nikki's insider.
Nikki's insider. So I have not ever tried to come back because the grass is green. I mean, to let nobody else come back. They ain't did that. But I didn't see the grass wasn't greener once. And I was like, ooh, you ain't so bad. Like, I went out there. Shit went crazy. Like,
You brought your ass right back
come
home,
come on home. Come on home. And here he come. Sometimes you realize, like, ooh, damn, he wasn't that bad. All right. What I was complaining about really ain't so bad. Come on, boy. Come on.
I feel like a lot of people do go back. Like, if you love that person or whatever, and you was heartbroken, and some people, like, if somebody crush you, I've seen it happen before. Motherfuckers will get crushed. What? Motherfuckers start going to jail, start losing weight, start doing all kind of weird shit. And that motherfucker come right back, and they back to bullshit. They do it all the motherfucking time.
I ain't gonna lie. I said, come on home. Come on. I cooked and everything. Come on.
Come on with the dinner.
But that's true, because look, one person bullshit ain't got shit to do with that other person bullshit.
Woo, chap.
Shit, boy.
I caught the homie. I was like, listen, buddy. I don't really want.
You should apologize. You know what? I'm sorry.
I did apologize.
Aw.
I did.
Growth.
Come on.
Let me ask you a follow-up question.
Follow. Wing.
Who takes
take
exes back more, men or women?
I feel like women. Men do. Y'all to take us back easy.
That nigga sick. He's sick. Say what's on your mind, Playboy.
Nicole.
Say what's on your mind, man.
You don't know no dumbass females that have been getting cheated on. They always go back to ex all the time. Yeah. If a guy gets cheated on, they break up. A guy is not going back, bro.
I know a lot of niggas that go back.
I bet you know more women.
You definitely know more women. For sure.
If you're not, bro.
For sure.
Look, I'm going to take a shot, bro, because you full of shit, bro.
For sure.
You are full of shit.
Our pride a lot of times won't even allow it. It ain't the fact that I don't want you. It's the fact that my pride is hurt and I can't.
You going to give in on that pride.
So what?
Men don't leave. No, men don't leave when you give them.
Hey, I'm about to say, men don't leave. You got that good coochie.
I'm about to say, I still fuck. But to be back in a relationship.
It's some shit right now.
I'm be real. I'm
my
be
heart
real
is hurting.
I'm going to be real with you. Sometimes I still won't fuck with you. A lot of exes, I won't even fuck.
That's because you're just honorary, though. Like,
I will not fuck
petty
with
nigga.
I will not fuck with you.
He's not even. You are honorary as hell. In a relationship, not in one, you are just, when you are set in your ways, even if you want to give up, your honorary petty ass just won't let you. You won't even be mad no more, but you're like, but I'm not going to give in right now. I'm going to hold out another week. But my name ain't mad. I know, but I'm not.
That's just me, bro. Like, especially, you fuck me over, bro. Fuck me over if you want to. I promise, any motherfucker that fuck me over, don't ever talk to me ever again. Don't even waste your time. Don't send me a sorry text or nothing.
You stay getting sorry text messages.
I do, but I don't give a fuck about you.
This is my sorry for.
And I will give you that great text. None. Fuck you. Fuck off.
You sound funky?
You sound mad.
Super. Huh? Because I got a haircut from A1 Fades.
But men will string your ass along for years. Mm. We better cut the string.
Okay, look at this. Look at
cut the goddamn string.
I got some.
If you gonna let a nigga linger around and still be around and fuck and all that, that's your fault.
That's your bad. If you want that coochie cat getting beat up, look it. Just let it go. Let it go.
She might have a cougar cat though.
I'm gonna start like this. I'm about to flip the script on you. How about this? I'm gonna go with Dub. How about this?
Now,
check this out. I got a scenario for you. Knowing that gender roles have changed. Derek W.
The third.
Let's say your girl, your wife, or whatever you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She starts making real bread.
Come on, bread.
She's a multi-millionaire now.
Come on, millions.
But guess what? She don't want to live this regular life no more.
She want to be in the streets?
She want the mansion.
Okay.
She want the Lamborghini.
Let's go get it.
So she's going to get it. So what is going to be your role as a man? Are you going to sit back and let her take care of you, or what are you going to do? Because now it ain't no more.
Her money has well exceeded mine.
Yeah, exactly. Well.
And she told me I got to work.
I'm talking about, look it.
She don't want me to work
anymore? You ain't got to work? Well, you can work if you want to, but guess what? I'm Chanel bags. I'm red bottoms. I'm sitting here Bentley Coupe. I'm not driving the Honda. I'm not driving the Nissan.
And
bro,
she got me right? Cuban linked up?
If that's what you want, big fella. But check this out. Now, your job is to take care of the kids. Are you going to be at home taking care of the kids?
I'm going to be taking care of the kids and laying major pipe.
You cleaning up?
I'm going to clean up. I'm going to vacuum. I'm going to wash the dishes. Ajax, Pine Sol it down.
Dust it. Homework. Parent teacher conference,
one plus
all
one
of that.
Is two.
You doing all of that. So you're going to handle all of this stuff.
If baby rich and baby don't want me to work.
I'm what if she say, house. I still want you to work, but I also want you to manage all this while you're working?
That don't even make sense. You can't. You can't do that.
What do you mean you can't?
Because if you're making millions, what the fuck am I going to work for?
That's what I was going to say. Like, your money, even though you're sitting here and you're making money, like, you could be making six figures. You can be making $200,000.
I'm already making good money, but she's making millions.
I'm saying, she like, boom, like.
So, you going to stop working? You don't want to work no more?
If baby say stay home and she got millions, I'm staying home.
Then you as a real nigga going to stay home.
Why not? If this is my woman, my wife, whatever. If her lifestyle afforded her to become a millionaire, what the fuck am I going to work for? I start a business. I'm not going to clock in nowhere. I definitely start a business, get a little brick and mortar, some, but I'm not going to clock in nowhere.
That's a better answer saying I'm going to start a business.
Yeah, but I start a business for sure, but I'm not going to clock in.
My nigga not finna just lay up in bed while I'm getting up going out making money. We not doing that. I don't give a fuck how much I'm making. You better get up and do something. Check your
email. That's what I'm saying. Like whatever you got going on, shit, I may help you out. Hey, baby, look, I got all your paperwork. I'm going to make sure all the accounting is straight. So that way you just got
to. I don't want you to do that, because when you fuck it up, I don't want to have to kill you.
I'm not going to fuck it up, though.
Mm-mm. We're going to get an assistant for that. Figure out what you want to do when you get that going, but you got to have some business going.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Can't just sit up in the house and do nothing.
For sure.
So do you feel that you're going to be able to do anything for her financially?
What the fuck do I need to do anything? The accounts got both our names on it.
No.
What if they don't?
No, what if it got her name on it?
See, that's different. That's different. You for sure got to have your own bread, if that's the case. If y'all not together like that to where the accounts is in everybody name and she got millions.
Y'all got
not,
three accounts. Not, y'all got not entitled one to each and y'all got one together. Y'all take care of house stuff with.
Oh, well, yeah. I think every couple should have that. You should have your own account.
But I'm saying that's how the money is. So you got the house account and then y'all got y'all separate accounts.
Baby gonna give me the money.
Somebody said, duh, they gonna give you an allowance.
And that's perfectly fine. I'll be laying pipe with that allowance too.
So what did she tell you while you laying pipe and doing all this? Like, all right, I want to bring in another nigga though.
What? Come on! See, now you adding variables that would never happen.
You don't know that would never happen.
I'm killing everybody.
You don't know that would never happen.
Wait! Time out!
I'm killing everybody.
No! Time out! It can happen because guess what? When Mel get money,
what you mean? Bring another dude in the room?
Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm looking. I'm making this money.
Derek Willard, right?
Look,
as you said.
Look, I'm making this money.
Absolutely not.
Hey, she gave me that house. She's like, look, you got all this. You can have fun. You can do whatever you want. You can fuck whatever you want to do. But I'm about to do what the fuck I want.
So we got an open relationship.
She said, I want an open relationship, but I still love you.
Okay.
And I still love the kids, so I want to be here for the kids. But guess what?
And you still better have your ass home by a certain time at night.
I'm fucking, and you don't bring no bitches in my house because I pay for it.
First off, if we in a mansion, bitch, you ain't going to know where I'm at in the house with a bitch.
She got that motherfucking wire correctly, she will.
Of course you're going to have cameras, duh.
Common sense.
She says, look, you're not fucking nobody in my house.
That's fine. If that's how we got it set up and we rich, I just go get another house. Get a little side house.
So you're going to be fine with her?
Give me a little condo on the side. Mm.
That's my boy A1 FaZe would say. She getting her Uchiwali beat up by somebody else. She have an Uchiwali Fandango. You cool with that?
You think these niggas ain't telling these hoes to come home at a certain time when they paying for
if
all
we stuff? If we agree to an open relationship, I can't question her about who she fucks. She can't question me.
But just
if we agree to an open relationship.
Are you agreeing
to stacking your allowance? Hopefully he is.
Are you agreeing to this open relationship?
Me,
you
no.
You have a girlfriend.
Me, no.
She's a multimillionaire. She's taking care of every need that you want. You're sitting here in a mansion. You're sitting here in a Bentley coupe. Anything that you want, period, she's going to
you just got
to
play by
and
her rules.
If you want to fuck somebody, she's cool with it. If the girl's a swinger or whatever, she could come in and have a threesome with her. If not, look, you gotta do your shit, but it can't be in my house. Are you okay with this?
Stuff like
Derek
that.
Derek W., are you okay?
Listen, yes. Listen, I'm gonna tell you why I'm saying, because a lot of shit
yes.
like that.
Look at it, he already prepared. Yes.
You're damn right. Yes. Because, first off, shit like that, it's not gonna last forever.
Okay.
So you might as well just have your fun, do what you're gonna do. You better put away that little allowance, because you know that shit ain't gonna last. But
how that's
your
what
fun?
Women do all the time.
Have your fun. Fuck it.
Okay, so you with it. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
You? Are you?
I already told you, I've been with it a long time ago. He was calling me all kind of bitches last time. Look, if you got more money than me, I can sit at home. I'm sitting at home. He was like, ain't no point in sitting at home. Why would I sit at home? I'm not going to be a man if I'm sitting at home. Remember that.
No, Derek, take a shot.
Did he say that?
I'm going to tell you, okay.
Did he say that?
But that wasn't the circumstances. Our circumstances was she just made more money and that was it. But you
is she making more money?
She's a fucking multimillionaire.
Duh, that's just make more money. There's no difference. More money is more money, bro.
No, nigga, take because a $100 can be more money. I'll take a funky ass shot. I don't care.
Take it anyway.
Got him. Yes. I've been saving that motherfucker for a minute.
I'm going to say yes to the open relationship in caps. Okay, girl.
She's trying to get pipe.
Let's talk about this. How did it work for you? You been in one?
Has anybody in the chat ever been in an open relationship?
I've been in an open relationship. She opened her legs and I stick it in. You feel me? She opened her mouth, I stick it in.
Come on.
You feel me?
Get out. I'm sick of you. Get out.
Shit.
Woo! All right. Y'all something else.
Oh, shit.
Man. I needed that, man. I needed that bad, bro.
All right, let's get this one.
Oh, shit. Who is on? Niggas on you.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Mm. That was a good one.
This is kind of perfect because I feel like we just kind of touched this before.
Okay.
This one.
What you trying to touch?
Not y'all.
Girl, I got muscles now.
Boy, you ain't got no muscles. Mm. Nobody want to touch you. Maybe somebody do, but not me.
Mm. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Shit, girl, I got some cuts. No, go ahead.
You done?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hmm. So say you got your multi-millionaire, trillionaire, billionaire, whatever there you want.
Mm-hmm. I want a billionaire.
She's the bomb. All the requirements. Bomb. However y'all describe y'all women. Fat ass.
Mm, come on. Come on, cakes.
All it is.
Sticky lock, lock, lock.
Sticky lock, lock, lock.
A mirror.
Mm. Whoever
light
ever.
Skin.
Mm. You with finally you in love.
Thickaroni.
You love it. You love. You telling her. You calling Deb in the morning saying, I just love her.
Ooh. Mm. Love that.
She got that macaroni and cheese?
Mac. Before you bake it.
White Mac.
White cheddar?
Okay, continue.
I don't know. You want too much white cheddar though.
No, I don't want it.
But I don't want too much white cheddar.
Okay, let's go.
You in love. You got feelings for her.
Right.
You can't wait to have a baby by her. Like, you excited. Like, you want
I'm
this
shooting
baby.
That club up.
You want to tear that club up every time you get a chance.
Come in there with a full clip. Shooting
let
everybody.
That motherfucker loose. You got unlimited.
Everybody dead.
Everybody dead.
She tell you, I don't want no kids.
Okay, continue.
Would you be willing to sacrifice not having no kids?
I love her.
You love her. You are in love. No, you don't just love her. You are in love with
bro.
Her.
She don't want no kids?
Hey, that's what
adoption, I don't want no kids.
Hey, that's what adoption is for.
No, she's saying I don't want no kids running around this mansion at all.
Okay, then we don't need them.
Then we don't need them?
Look, I'm willing to sacrifice if I love you, girl.
And she got and she got all that.
And you got it?
What if, okay, so what if I ask her why doesn't she want kids?
And she said because I don't want them.
Or what if she got her own kids? What if she got her own kids? And she's like,
no, she don't have no kids. She don't have no kids.
She
don't
never had aspirations of having children.
I've never seen myself having kids. I see myself making money.
Come on.
What if she already got kids? She's like, look, I'm not having a kid no more.
I play daddy.
My body, I took care
of
my body.
Well, of course, you can hang me down to play daddy.
I'm definitely playing daddy.
You were just practicing being daddy last week or something like that.
Look, I was sitting here. Look, I was daddy. Look at me. I've been practicing.
You've been practicing already.
Soon.
Fuck those kids.
I only got 5 years.
I'm with you on that, Playboy.
So yeah, you down to not have no kids, even though you want to have kids by all this?
If I love her, then it don't matter. We ain't gotta have no kids, baby. Go gas up the jet. We out of here.
Okay. Danny said, "How did y'all get to love and y'all didn't have that convo prior?" Okay. What if you did have that convo prior? Sometimes you do have that convo, but you think that's just gonna change later.
Let's speak on that. Y'all try to change a nigga.
Those.
Think you can change a nigga.
I had those.
Not I. Not I.
Girl, you know you done thought you can change a nigga.
Okay, so do you have?
I'm having kids.
No, just period across the board with anything. You know damn well every girl done try to change a nigga at some point in their life. In their relationship.
Or something you succeed in changing a nigga, go right back to his old ways.
I've seen it happen before to where I knew a couple of friends that say, you know what, I'm done having kids. But that special someone didn't change their mind. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know what, fuck it.
But she ain't letting
up.
I'm
so in love with you that I would.
I'm whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
So you alright with that?
I've definitely seen that before.
I'll give you one. I might not give you two, but I'll give you one.
For sure.
You already had one with somebody else. Like,
I've seen that
you want
before.
One with me, we don't get together.
There's two people in this chat right now to tell me they was never having kids, and they both got kids.
Exactly. So kid therefore, I feel like shit changes. Like, if you just stay there, real love, if the person loves you, they're willing to do anything for you. Anything. I can tell you right now, like, oh yeah, you know what? I don't want to have no kids.
You can't just.
But the right woman. I'm shooting that club up. Guess
but has
what?
She done? Okay, she says she don't want kids, but have she taken the steps to not have kids? Because I'm not wearing no condom.
Huh?
Have she taken the steps to not have kids? She don't want kids
you,
ever.
So you get in a relationship, you're not wearing a condom?
What the fuck am I wearing a condom for?
Troy, I didn't say your name, but since she called herself,
she
know, yes,
she
know, you won.
She don't get her tubes tied. Well, if you don't want no motherfucking kids, because we're not, I'm not, if I'm with you and you, this person that I'm in love with, why am I wearing a condom? What am I wearing a condom for?
So you gonna try and shoot the club up anyway?
Yes.
Okay. What if she doesn't want to get the time? And she's like, look it.
Okay. So what if y'all had this conversation? Y'all had the conversation. She was like, oh well, you know, she just bluff you along and be like, if it happens, it happens.
That's cool.
You tearing that club up, but you wonder, like, why is she never fucking getting pregnant?
Because she didn't realize she got her tubes tied up.
She on birth control the whole time.
And that's perfectly fine.
You're not going to be butt hurt that she didn't tell you she on birth control?
I don't give a fuck. It's your body.
But you trying to have a baby. You wondering why y'all ain't had one.
Listen, I can't make a woman do anything with their body. All I can do.
Derek, take a shot, because this is not what you were saying before this camera came on.
I cannot do letter. No.
Pick it up.
Pick it up, boy.
That ain't got nothing to do with my gun being shot. I'm shooting pick the it club up, boy. Up, but I can't make her do nothing with her body. That's my club. That's my gun.
Pick up the cup, Derek.
Y'all not hearing what a nigga is saying.
Bro.
You not hearing what I'm saying.
Okay, take a shot first and we'll listen.
Okay.
All right, now we trying to listen.
Whether she have a fucking IUD.
You cussing, go ahead. You cussing, go ahead and take another one.
Listen, whether she have an IUD, a shot, what else y'all got? A pill?
You better get the IUD.
Listen, that's her. That's her body. Now, what I'm going to do when I'm in it, I'm not wearing no condom and I'm shooting your club up. Mm. If we're in a relationship, we in love, what the fuck am I doing? What am I wearing a condom for? If we exclusive, I'm only fucking you. What am I wearing a condom for? I don't want to be pull out poppy.
Well, maybe
because. But you want to be podcast poppy.
So this is when you get to having kids, just to having kids, and y'all don't really want them, or it's not the time, and then you be like, oh, life, I didn't know. No.
If she had birth control, then that's perfectly fine. I don't care. But I'm saying, if I ask her, like, damn, I've been shooting your club, I know my soldiers is marching. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I got a IUD, yeah.
I'm blocking that.
But a real nigga should be able to fill an IUD. I ain't going to tell you how.
That all depends. Everybody is not gonna know.
Sometimes that thing be.
You don't know how far up or how. You don't know. Everybody.
The thing might curve this way and the thing might be back there.
Listen.
Well, you don't know.
Well, we ain't gonna get into that.
What if she can't have kids and she didn't tell you?
Ooh.
I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be mad.
Bro, wait. Rewind.
That is a sensitive topic. That's a sensitive topic. For women. That is sensitive for women.
You with a girl of your dreams. Mm. Y'all already talking about it. You thinking like, bro, I'm about to marry this thing. I'm about to have all kind of Derek W. Juniors.
You got their names figured out. Like you got coming home with little shoes.
Look, like, you talking about marriage and all that shit.
Every time you buy a sneaker, you buy the baby
she
sneakers.
She can't have kids. Because you shooting the club. Like you say, you shooting the club up. Like, damn. Put a bottle through the Ace of Spades. You put a bullet through the Ace of Spades. Yeah. The Hennessy. Everything shot up, bro. Ain't no bottles in the club. No more. You shot
and she didn't tell me or she didn't know that she couldn't.
She didn't tell you. She didn't know.
Because she liked you so much, she didn't want to lose you.
Mm.
What do you do in that situation?
I'm a consoler. Because that's a sensitive topic for women. Because most women want to be mothers, and for that to be taken away from them, that's a very serious.
Well, you don't feel like she was in the wrong for not telling you?
Nope.
At all?
Nope.
You don't think that's important?
Uh-uh. No, it is important, but I understand why she wouldn't tell me, because women are made to
reproduce
and nurture, and now she can't do that.
Okay.
So, what do you tell a woman? You gonna be mad at her because her body don't work?
No, I just tell her just like this. Check this out. There's always another way.
That's
so always another way.
Surrogacy, baby.
Exactly. So if this is what we're gonna do, that's what we're gonna do.
What if y'all been trying, it ain't been working, and then kind of find out it's your ass?
You know what? Marvin has sperm stored already. So no, that's fine. I'm playing. I should do that shit now.
It's expensive.
Nah, it's expensive?
No, you're not. Yeah, that shit is expensive. It's really expensive. It's like 10 racks starting off.
But
seriously, there is medicine for that. There's medicine for that to get the soldiers marching if you need it.
That, you know what I'm saying? Chances are it could help.
Chances are
not guaranteed.
But for one, they have it for y'all too. We're talking about us. No, I'm just saying it's for both male and female. They have it.
All right, now my soldiers is marching.
How you gonna feel though?
How you know?
As a man,
huh?
How you know?
My motherfuckers up in Afghanistan right now. They motherfuckers
fighting the war. Y'all gonna be butt hurt though.
They're over there being all they can be.
They over here, they in the army. Like, for real.
You said what?
Y'all gonna send y'all doctor's appointment? They find out that it's you, not her.
Damn.
Mm.
I'm sad.
Yeah, nigga be sad. Nigga be sad, man. But shit. But that's what I'm saying. But look how you would feel as a man. Like, damn, I can't even.
But what if you already knew, and then you just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. If I already knew, and I'm having sex with Nicole, whatever. And I didn't tell you, and then all of a sudden, like, you in love, like, we talk about marriage and all that shit, and I tell you, like, look, I got something to tell you now, like,
yeah,
I can't even have kids.
Yeah.
Or I don't tell you, and we getting married, and you trying to get pregnant. You're like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, oh, I can't have kids.
Damn. Woo.
Anyways, that.
Ooh, man, that man, that hour was
God
fast.
Dang. Look, we only got 50 seconds left.
Ah, you got time, boy. Anyways, yep. Real quick. So, what? How you going to go about that? Is she want kids?
Yeah, well, we ain't even got time unless you guys want us to come back.
No, you can talk about it real quick. You can close out talking about how you going to handle that. How you going to rectify that situation?
What?
You going to let her go ahead and kiss with somebody else or what?
No.
No.
We just ain't going to have no kids.
We just ain't going to have no kids.
So, what if she come up pregnant?
Okay.
Okay. Party over.
Party
over. Party over. Anyway,
shout out
live.
To Mandala, the only tequila that we drink. And check this out. If y'all ain't got the merch, go ahead and get some because I got brand new
subscribe
thing.
To the YouTube. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a friend to
get
tell a
drinks
friend.
Up.
And check this out.
Tell Derek to
drink up. Up two, down two. If y'all ain't with us, fuck you. We out.
Yeah. We out.